I'll say that there is no Torah like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, and there's no Chochmah like the Chochmah of Eretz Yisrael. Now, obviously, it's the same Torah. It's a question of how to understand the same Torah that we have. How to understand the Torah. Yichud Zeh Shal HaTorah Enenu Mukuvan Al Klal HaTorah Bilvad L'Gam Al Chativeseha Hashaynais. It's not only referring to that in general the Torah of Eretz Yisrael has some special flavor or special tam, but rather even as far as it goes to learning all the different parts of Torah, K'may Shom HaChazal B'Hemshach Devarim Shom Al HaPosuk Shom HaVidorloch Ve'Even HaShom Mikra, Mishneh, V'Talmud, Tosefta, V'Agoda. That somehow Shom, over there in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to the way Torah is learned in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, Torah is learned in pieces. Only parts are not in its entirety. But the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is the whole thing. Mikra, Mishneh, Talmud, Tosefta, and Agada. It's the entirety of Torah. The Torah of Golos would be focused more on Halacha, not as much on Tanakh, not as much on Agada, but more specifically, and in a certain way, a certain style, on halacha. Amayla sater ba'aretz namar oid. The Gemara says, in Chagiga, the Bavli, Kevin shagol yisrael mem kaiman, because we had to leave Eretz Yisrael, we went into Golas, ein lecha bitul taira gadol mizeh. There is no greater bitul taira than our being in Golas. You could ask, I mean, there's no greater bitul taira. First of all, we have the great yeshivas of Bavel. And Talmud Bavli, which we paskin even now. We paskin like the Talmud Bavli. There's a machlokis between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. We're going to discuss this at length. When you have a machlokis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli. So, what's the bittul Torah of our leaving Eretz Yisrael? Over the years in Golos, we gained a tremendous amount of Torah. So why is that called bittul Torah? And yet we see that the Gemara at the Bavli says that the greatest bittul Torah was what we experienced going into Golos. Means we had something in Eretz Yisrael that we lost while we were in Golos. Umikan she'erach limud haTorah b'chutz laaretz l'umas limuda ba'aretz nechshav l'bittul Torah. What the Gemara is saying is that limud haTorah in Chutz Laretz is, in a way, bittul Torah compared to the limud haTorah in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara is saying. Mayim miyuchedah zusha limud haTorah ba'aretz, nizkar v'medrash shaychatar v'divir v'yasi v'chalavta, sh'amal rabbi Yishmol b'nai, v'ni v'tzon chalira shechina b'olam hazeh. You want to see the shechina while being alive in this world. Hasoik b'Torah b'Eretz Yisrael. Learn Torah while being in Eretz Yisrael. Which implies, more than implies, it's stating outright, that somehow limud haTorah in Chutz Laretz is not an experience of the same caliber and hiskashus with the shechina that one has when learning in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laretz is different. Not to say that the shechina is not in Chutz Laretz, but obviously the Gemara is saying that it's much harder to have a sense of the presence of the Shechina in the limud haTorah that takes place in the Chutz Laretz as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael. Achein omru b'zor ha'chodesh al ha'posuk al ha'gul v'al ha'tmur. We're going to talk a lot about that. We spoke about this last week as well. But the Zohar Chodesh says on the posuk in Rus, al ha'gul v'al ha'tmur, redemption and the substitute for redemption, al ha'gul zeh Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi Chazal say is Geula. V'al ha'tmura, something of a substitute or an exchange, ala tmur is a Talmud Bavli. Now we need to understand ba'omig what that means. And again, Mr. Shem, we're going to be learning different sugyas and shas, where we're going to be able to understand the difference between gula and tmur. Why is that same sugya, the same inyan, in the Talmud Bavli, the Torah's tmur, and the Torah's yush, in the Talmud Yerushalmi, it's gula? What does that mean, bechlal? We're going to have to see an important letter from Rav Kook and some other makaris to understand that. What does that mean, Geula and Tamura? that the Talmud Yerushalmi is Geula, and the Talmud Bavli is a Tmur, is an exchange or a substitute. Mizbarish HaTorbech Yisrael Mezgalis B'Mekar Yusa. The simple pshat in Ala Geula V'Ala Tmura is that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is revealed B'Mekar Yusa in its most original and pristine state. Something of a tmura, something happened, and what we have in chutzlars, again, although we pass like the Bavli, and our lives are lived according to the Bavli, but still, something has changed, and it's called a tmura. Mahin hasibus ladalazu. Why do we have this difference? Why is there this difference? And how can we begin to understand the special tzura of Teres Eretz Yisrael? So, Reishis Nabar al Asibus lahadalazu. First, let's try again. This is very simple and straightforward. Just that we're familiar with some of the basic chazals. Let's try to understand the reasons for these differences. Why is it that Talmud Yerushalmi is Gula and the Talmud Bavli is Tmura? Why is it that if you want to experience the Shechina in your learning, that's Yerushalmi. Bavli is an inyan of Hestapanim. Why is that? Why is it that Ein Torah k'Torah Eretz Yisrael, Ein Chochma k'Chochma Eretz Yisrael? What does all of this mean? What's the difference? Al Asibos l'Ma'alos l'Miuchedus al Torah Eretz Yisrael Nita Lama Mitar Shloishes. So we're going to refer back to these makaris that we just learned, and we're going to begin to understand the differences. Hasiba harishonahi beglal ha'aretz kedushas ha'miyuchedes. Of course, there's kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We don't have it. In Chutz La'aretz, there's a tumah of the avir of the umas ha'olam, of the nations of the world, of Eretz Ha'amim. There's a certain tumah in Chutz La'aretz that permeates. In Chutz La'aretz, Hashem can answer to show this kedushas haaretz. Hamavsheres is hayfas atara v'madrega elyona. Nimela, there's less obstruction, there's less of a blockage, since Chutz La'aretz is a place of tumas avir ha'amim. There's a tumah, there's a klipa that's hovering over us here in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, as a result of that, the Torah cannot penetrate into our lives in the same madrega that it does in Eretz Yisrael. It can't. K'nemar zahava aretz ahi. K'lema hatara tluya ba'aretz. Zahav ha'aretz ahi. There's a madrega of Torah that's of Eretz Yisrael. It's called zahav. It's called gold. And that golden madrega of Torah is something which cannot penetrate into the world of Bava, of Chutz La'aretz. Only Eretz Yisrael. Siba Shnia, Kliba Matzavim Shal Yisrael, Sheinem Zoichim L'Shleimus Eretz Baris. So there's a din in the Cheftz of Eretz Yisrael, that Mitzias of Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas Haaretz, and because of Kedushas Haaretz, Torah is able to penetrate and to enter into Eretz Yisrael, more so than the Chutz La'aretz. And in addition to that, B'nai Yisrael, Am Yisrael, is a different massive when we're in Chutz La'aretz and when we're in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael are we in a state of Shleimus, that we have all the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'alkein ha-Torah ha-Mezgalos ha-Idei Yisrael b'Zohar l'Tur l'Peh v'Gdulosam u'Mizkatenes b'Yiridosam. The Torah increases and is magnified depending upon our own greatness and is decreased and limited based upon our being more limited. Siva Shlishis. Kshuva V'Ruach HaKadosh. Ha'afsharis Rak Baretz. Now this is something that Rav Kook developed a great deal in his Torah. The relationship between Nevuah and Torah Shebaal Peh. Nevuah and Halacha. We spoke about this 2 weeks ago, that generally the way that we were raised and the way that it's clear in the Rambam and many Rishonim is that these are two completely separate worlds and they're not allowed to have anything to do one with the other. Torah Lo V'Shamayim. That is not that is not a subject that is entirely agreed upon by Chazal and by the Rishonim, as we're going to learn Mishnah Ba'arichas, especially the Shitas of Tosfos. Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam as far as the influence of Nevuah and its effect upon Chachmei Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Chachmei Bovel, but Bovel at Chutz Laretz, where there is no Inyan of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, there cannot be in Chutz Laretz. So we're going to need to spend a great deal of time trying to understand what is the influence of Nevuah, even in the post-Nevuah period that we're in right now. There's something different about Torah of Eretz Yisrael that is affected by, that's influenced by, something otherworldly, not just of this world, not just of human intellect, but something beyond human intellect when it comes to Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Ruach HaKodesh, Ha'Efsheres Rak Ba'aretz. Memela, from the different madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh, we're not going to that now. Memela, Chelek HaKodesh Shebetorah Mis'avshe B'malasa Miuchedes Rak Ba'aretz HaShechina. Therefore, there are certain inyanim in Torah that can only be fully understood, the shleimus and the greatest shleimus, in Eretz Yisrael. Now, remember, we learned, many of you are here, we've been learning the Iris of Rav Kook and Eretz Chefetz and Rav Shaila, that tzaddikim who are in Chutz Laretz, those tzaddikim in Chutz Laretz who are bound mamish within the Shama to Eretz Yisrael, so it's possible, even from a distance, even while being in Chutz Laretz, Rav Kook begins the Iris with that, that even while being far away from Eretz Yisrael, you can still be an Eretz Yisrael b'kiyid. That means it's possible to access Teres Eretz Yisrael even while being away from Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it requires greater effort, but it's possible. Those neshamas, we see that, Befrat, with the Maharal, and Rabbi Yehuda Levi, and then with the Gra, and the Baal Shem Tov, and Ramchal, that those neshamas that were zoicha to reveal pnimis of the pnimis of Torah, they were davka, those same tzaddikim were davka very, very, very makusha, makhuba, to Eretz Yisrael. The morale breathed Eretz Yisrael, even though he was never there. The Baal Shem Tov was never there, the Gaon was never there. Rabbi Yehuda Levi, you know, made it there. How long he was there, there are stories. But those tzaddikim who brought us deeper and deeper into Pnimis HaTorah, the Ari HaKadosh, maybe Shimon Bar Yochai, they were Makusha B'Levim Nefesh to Eretz Yisrael, and those who were in Chutz Laretz, the Baal Shem HaKadosh tried, the Gaon tried to get to Eretz Yisrael. Their Torah is filled with Eretz Yisrael. The morale is Eretz Yisrael. Everything is Eretz Yisrael. So those tzaddikim were very Makusha to Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Laretz, the Torah is a different Torah. We're going to talk in Mishnah a lot about that. Now that was the first shiur that we had. The Ramban speaks about this a great deal, but not only the Ramban. That the ikka tachlis of Torah and the ikka matan Torah was given liyeshve haaretz. We spoke about the bris of Mishnah Torah that would bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Remember, we spoke a lot about that the first couple of shiur. That bris that needed to take place in Sefer Mishnah Torah, because there had to be a new bris for the dor boi ha'aretz, because the ikka, the Ramban says that the ikka inyan of Torah was meant to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Rov ha'mitzvos efsharis rak ba'aretz. Most of the mitzvahs are only possible to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. They're only possible to be kept. Some bechlal can only be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Hatluyas b'avodas ha'aretz, those that depend upon Eretz Yisrael. Hakliyos b'mikdash, that depend upon the base of mikdash, b'avodah boy. Hakshuv b'malchus Yisrael, all the mitzvahs of Malchus, of a melech, these are all Eretz Yisrael dikei mitzvahs. V'chein kol chelkei ha'Torah ha'oskim b'tahara, k'achshor l'kirvas ha'kedusha, and all the whole seder taharas. Again, there are echoes of it in Chutz Laretz, but there are echoes, of course there are, in Hilchos Nida, and so on, there are. But the ikar halachas of seder taharas Rabban Ogeh to the mitzvah of eating Trumas HaMaisis and coming to Beis HaMikdash and being in Eretz Yisrael. And where we're allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and the different Madregas of Kedush in Yerushalayim. Taharis, it's all Seder and Shas. These are all Eretz Yisrael. Kodshim, Taharis, is all Eretz Yisrael. It's not Chutz Laretz. שאין להם משמעות בחוץ לארץ, בכלל, לא משמעות מחוץ לארץ. על פי הנ"ל, ניתן לפרש את כוונת חז"ל במילים תורת ארץ ישראל, כעסק במצוות המיוחדת לארץ. So the easiest, simplest, most straightforward interpretation of Torah Eretz Yisrael is that there's Torah that's specifically for Eretz Yisrael because there are mitzvahs, that please bars, because of the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. She'en lan dugma b'chutz la'aretz, that don't exist in b'chutz la'aretz. She'en b'mayla g'vah yoyisim and mitzvahs and miskams b'chutz la'aretz. Because there we're talking about, in Eretz Yisrael we're talking about mitzvahs ha'migdash. We're talking about Beis ha'migdash, we're talking about kodshim and taharis. Which we don't have a shaychus to mechutz la'aretz, except for our davening, but we don't have a kiyum and neither do mekam mechutz la'aretz. Omnam yesh l'das ki gam b'mitzvus shemugdoros kechayvus haguf v'nei havdus mechutz la'aretz. However, Torah Eretz Yisrael is not only different and unique when it comes to the mitzvus atluyas bars that depend upon Eretz Yisrael, but even the mitzvus haguf that we're obligated to observe wherever we are in the world. Can we miss this tefillin? The kibud of aim. So yes, what's the difference putting on tefillin? What's the difference putting on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? What's the difference between kibud of aim in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? What's the difference? It's the same mitzvah. It's the same Shulchan Aruch. If you look in your day, and the halachas of kibud of aim, there's no halachas in kibud of aim. They say that Eretz Yisrael is chayav like this, and Chutz La'aretz is chayav like that. The only hit nakshut that you would have for that is the din of if the kid wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, his parents say you can't go to Eretz Yisrael. But as far as being in Eretz Yisrael, what chilk is there? And Mrs. Kibbutz Avraham, in Hilchos Tefillin, there's a difference. There's one halach in Hilchos Tefillin that says that there's something different about how you put on Tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the difference? We're going to see there's a difference. That's when we're going to get to the premise of these sugyas of Bavli and Yerushalmi. There is a difference. And what we see with many of the mitzvahs, hakluyas baguf, many of the mitzvahs that are not dependent upon the land, but are mitzvahs of our bodies, like tefillin, the Torah makes a connection between those mitzvahs and Eretz Yisrael. Remember tefillin? Shigdima Torah v'hoya kiviyach Hashem Elokecha. The akdama to the mitzvah of tefillin is v'hoi kiviyach Hashem l'kecha. That when Hashem will bring you to the land, that's the agdomah to mitzvah of tefillin. Why? The mitzvah of tefillin is not a mitzvah of klivars. It's a chayvus haguf. So why the agdomah v'hoi kiviyach? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to put on tefillin. V'hir al-kacha gemara. The gemara says on this, ha'sei mitzvah zu, she'b'shvilo tikonis l'aretz. So the gemara takes this connection between Eretz Yisrael and tefillin and says, if you care for the mitzvah of tefillin, you'll be zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael. But there's more than that. Why is it that dafka by certain mitzvahs, that we see that by those mitzvahs, chutz the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, that there's an inyan, a connection to Eretz Yisrael, by tefillin? Dahainu kol chashivus shalom mitzvah he shvil ha'aretz. Saying the chashivus of tefillin is that through tefillin you'll be able to be zeichet to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? It says that if you're on your parents, you'll have an Erichas Yomim where in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara talks about that. Could it be that that pasuk is only talking about Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara in Megillah and other places discusses about the Knesset, about the Midrashis, and so I'm not going to go there now. The Seif HaKuzri, in Kuzri, there's a very, very important, remarkable piece in Kuzri that discusses the Kviyas Hazman. It's a question that actually my granddaughter asked this past Shabbos, or maybe it was on Yantiv, she asked at the table. She says, like, because we were talking about how some of the Mishpach is in Eretz Yisrael, and Yantiv already started in Eretz Yisrael 7 hours before. So she said, so that means that they're keeping right now Yantiv in Yerushalayim, they're keeping Yerushalayim, we're not keeping it, isn't Yerushalayim the main place in the world? So how is it possible that you can keep Yantiv at different times in different places of the world? And Rabbi Yudah Levi says that really the main headquarters and the main Zman of a Yantiv is Eretz Yisrael, is Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? Australia is a day off, no? I think, something like that. Many hours. A day, but a lot of hours. And how could it be? There's already Shabbos already came to the world in Yerushalayim, and we're still working in Chutz La'aretz. So this is a very big inyan in Kabbalah and in Halacha as well. Look, I'll be all the dinim that are tulim b'sman that depend on time. How does it work with Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? The Ikka Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and the Rabbi Yehuda Levi says the Ikka Zman of the mitzvah is when it's happening in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Mekubalim, of course, were troubled by all the hashpores. Like when you look in the Kisvei Ari, there are certain things that are happening every hour on the hour by a yontiv, right? There are differences on Shabbos. Shabbos night, and then Shabbos chatzais, and Shabbos morning. There are different, based upon the times of Shabbos, there are different hashpores in Shemayim. There are different things going on in Shemayim. So what's the Zman in Shemayim? How does it go by? What is the Zman in Shemayim? So we missed the boat, because Eretz Yisrael already 7 hours ahead. So how does that work? The Chiluk HaZman, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's a very big question. It's not just a question in Halacha, although it's a very big question in Halacha, but it's a tremendous question in Kabbalah as well. What's the Metzius of the world at this time where I am right now? If all of that Kedusha is being unleashed in Yerushalayim, and in Tveri, and in Tzvas, and in Haifa, and in Tel Aviv, and I'm sitting in the five towns, like, what does that mean? Am I being kept away from those hashpahs? Are the hashpahs of Chutz La'aretz secondary level of hashpahs? What happens in Chutz La'aretz? So this is a very big subject in the Svarma Kedoshim. And Chen Kosser Ram Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Shiviyas HaLavon HaKevayas HaChodesh, Yalpi HaEifek Eretz Yisrael. At the time when the calendar was determined by the moon, so the Rambam says beferish that v'yis halavana is kevas achodeshi al pi oifek Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with the levana as it's seen in Eretz Yisrael, and these are big sugyas in the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah and Sanhedrin, these are very big sugyas in the Gemara. How does that work? Chutz La'aretz, the Gabi Yontif, Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni, all is mana. Higdol Yosef Mikulam Binyan Zehar Ramban. We already saw this Ramban. We spoke about this Ramban in the first year. B'ferushul Torah. The Ramban says in a number of places in his parish on Chumash. Sham Kosu Shukala Mitzvahs Kulan Hinavu Yosef Eretz Yisrael. The emphasis is the Ramban says that the mitzvahs are really, really, the mitzvahs are for Yosef Ha'aretz. The mitzvahs are really given for Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. V'amitzvah Shubachutz La'aretz Hein Rak Yezecha V'b'chinat Tziyunim Sh'am Yisrael Miniach L'Zman Sh'yoshu L'Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says a very radical thing, that the mitzvahs that we keep in Chutz La'aretz are reminders, somehow simanim atziyunim, so that we'll be able to know how to keep the mitzvahs when we get to Eretz Yisrael. And it doesn't mean that through the mitzvahs here in Chutz La'aretz that we're not able to achieve Tveikas. Again, we're not going into that right now. How does that work? What does the Ramban mean by that? That the mitzvahs of Chutz La'aretz are not the same as when we count the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs were given for Yosef Eretz Yisrael. As a mamshech Ramban, as she tells us, beperushal of Sefer Reish, Sapi al-Chai Yehovis, Sham Kosov, she'ikah shmirosim, as ha-mitzvahs ha-yisabaretz. And this is the famous explanation of the Ramban. How is it possible for Yaakov to marry two sisters? How could that be? How could Yaakov marry? The others kept the Torah before it was given, so how could Yaakov marry two sisters? So the Ramban says, achein nosei Yaakov shtei achareis b'chutz la'aretz. Therefore, it's only possible because he married them outside of Eretz Yisrael. He married them in Chutz La'aretz. Kevin Shalahaya b'Eretz Yisrael. V'chein kosa b'soi pashas achari mois. Ke Eretz Yisrael hi nachlas Hashem. The Ramban, throughout his parish in Chumash, Eretz Yisrael is nachlas Hashem. V'atari hi mishpotai, sham mishpat elokei ha'aretz. Over there is mishpat elokei ha'aretz. Hashem is called elokei ha'aretz. And the Torah is Mishpat Elokei Ha'aretz. That means in some level, the Torah of Chutz La'aretz is, the Ramban is saying, is secondary to the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, as it's being kept in Yisrael. Even the mitzvahs, even the chayvus aguf, like putting on tefillin and wearing tzitzis. It's not the same thing when you're putting on tefillin in Chutz La'aretz when you're putting on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the same thing. You mekayem mitzvah deraisa, and and it's Poel, all the Gewaldige things, but there's still something different. We're just not going into all the Pratim right now. But there's a difference. Echad HaMekoros L'Shitaso. So, of course, everybody's wondering, where did the Ramban get such a thing from? It's a very strong thing. But the Ramban to say that the mitzvahs of Chutz La'aretz are tziyunim, are just to remind us that we'll be able to come to Eretz Yisrael and know how to keep the Torah. Where did he say this? So they bring from the Sifri, on the Pasuk, the Santum is Dvaye Eila Alavavchem. Al-Pizikosla Pasuk HaKadim. Right before that, when it says you should place the mitzvahs on your heart, right before that, it says, the Pasuk of Avarta Mehera Me'al Ha'aretz, that you're going to be sent into Golas. So the Sifri says, Afa Pishani Megala Eschem Ha'aretz, even though Hashem says, even though I'm going to send you outside of the land, I'm going to send you into Golas, Hayu Mitzuyon Nebemitzvahs. Remain attached, be Mitzuyon, outstanding and different by keeping the mitzvahs. So the Ramban, this could be a makor for the Ramban, who says that our observance of mitzvahs and chutz la'aretz is tziyunim, like to be able to remind ourselves, to remember how to keep mitzvahs. And this sifri is brought down in Rashi also in the pasuk. Al pi hadvarim ha'achroinim she'eskanim b'shem Ramban, ha'kreisim shenachlas Hashem b'olam, yi'ach v'rak b'eretz Yisrael, misbereres siba neisefus l'maylas ha'tere b'aretz, v'chashuv v'yoisim yasiba rishonah. That was the second thing we spoke about. The first explanation that we learn is that there's something different because just in terms of the amount of mitzvahs that we could keep in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, where it's only a small percentage of the mitzvahs. But Asiba Shni Ha'echusis, it's not just a matter of the amount of mitzvahs. Hagilui Ha'eloki Ha'elyoin, Shemitoicha Zerachas Aleinu Ha'tayr Mitzvahisel, B'muvonam Ha'gavoy V'akadosh, the revelation of Elokus that radiates into our lives through learning Torah and through observing the mitzvahs, B'muvonam Ha'gavoy V'akadosh, in the highest and the holiest sense, Efshori Rak Be'eretz Yisrael. It's only possible in Eretz Yisrael. Kach Mizbar Me Mekoros Achadim Chazal, Shein Hashvara Shechina B'Chutz La'aretz. There are a number of Chazals that tell us that in Chutz La'aretz, doesn't mean there is no Shechina in Chutz La'aretz, Hashem is everywhere. But as far as Gilui Shechina, it's not in Chutz La'aretz. V'Mechilta Rabbi Yishmael, Ne'amar, says, Teda she'ena shechina niglas b'chutz la'aretz. It doesn't say there's no shechina chutz la'aretz. It says ena shechina what? Niglas. That the shechina is not revealed in chutz la'aretz. It's not revealed in chutz la'aretz. Shnemar, ayokam yon levruach tashisha melefnei Hashem. When Yonah was running away, what was he running away from? He was running away from the Nevuah, right? He didn't want to deal with the Nevuah. So how does he get out of that Nevuah? Earplugs were not going to work. So you have to leave Eretz Yisrael. He ran away from Eretz Yisrael. He ran to Tarshish. He ran to the boat to get out of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it says, "Vayakim yon levruach tashisha milifnei Hashem." That means that Eretz Yisrael is called lifnei Hashem, and when you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going milifnei. You're being bereach milifnei Hashem. The same way we see that the Gabbai the Mikdash, like for instance, lukachtem by lulav, it says lukachtem lechemsher lifnei Hashem, or lifnei Hashem to tav. These are dinim beis hamikdash. Lefnei Hashem is a din in Beis HaMikdash. It's a din in the Mokum Kaddish. So we see that when Yonah wanted to get out of that Hashros HaShechina that was overwhelming him, that he wanted to get out of that, so the only Eitzeh that he had, there was nothing that he could do except to run away from Eitzeh Yisrael. But it already says in Pasuk, where can I run away from Hashem? How can you run away from Hashem? He's everywhere. You can't. How do you run away from Hashem? On the Eilech Meruchacha. How can I run away from Hashem? Elo Amar Yoina, Eilech Bechutz Laretz. I'll go to Chutz Laretz. Mokum Sheina Shchuna Shor VeNiglas. It's a place where the Shechina is not Niglas. It's not revealed in Chutz Laretz. So that was a din in him being Kaivish as Nevuah. By the mere fact that he left Eretz Yisrael, he was over on the Issa being Kaivish Nevuah. A Navi's not allowed to ignore his Nevuah. When Hashem Shabbat tells him something, he's got to do it. So by Yonah leaving Eretz Yisrael, he was in effect being Kaivish as Nevuah. He was silencing the prophecy. Because when you leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you're going away from Nevuah. In the Hesped on Rav Huna, Rabbi Abba said, really, really, Rav Huna was worthy of Hashros HaShechina. But because he lived in Bavel, he wasn't Zayich of Hashros HaShechina. Whatever that means, that Tzaddik, where there was Hashronis or Tzadik without Hashronis Hashchin in the Ran, in the Drushas Aran, in the 8th Drush, there the Ran talks about the Indian of the Tzadik, Hashronis Hashchin by the Tzadik. What's the Indian of the Shchina by the Tzadik? And he describes the Hashronis Hashchin, Me'ain the Hashronis Hashchin is in the Beis HaMikdash, that when you go to a Tzadik, when you're in the presence of a Tzadik, it's Ki'il, you're in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Ran talks about. It's keenly in the Beis HaMikdash when you buy a tzaddik. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Abba said about Rav Huna, this madrega he wasn't zeicha for because he lived in Bavel. B'kasha shol Rav Chana bar Chazda, b'ri kvar nemar v'hayoy hayoy dvar Hashem el Yecheskel ben Buzi HaKoyin v'eretz Chazda. Aye, it says in Sefer Yecheskel that Yecheskel Novi was able to experience not only the Vuh but the Maisi Mekovi. The experience in Bavel. So how could that be? So the Gemara explains. That's why it says Hayoy Haya. Gar by Aviva Amalai. L'cheinemar Hayoy Haya. What does that mean? Hayoy Haya. Shahayi b'Bavel. How is he able to experience Nevuah in Bavel? Kevin Shahayi Kaidim L'chein Be'eretz. Hayoy Haya. He was able to have Nevuah in Bavel because Haya, because the Nevuah began in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, if the Nevuah began in Eretz Yisrael, it can be completed in Chutz La'aretz. The Navi takes it with him from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. That's possible. That's connected to what I was saying before about those tzaddikim, that they're Eretz Yisrael, they're tzaddikim. So that there is such a thing that you could be yoinek from Eretz Yisrael while being in Chutz La'aretz. So Yecheskel HaNavi's Nevuah was hoyoy hoya. Cheinem hoya hoya. Shahay b'Bavel kaven shahaya kaidim lachem b'Eretz Yisrael mekancha teres chutz laretz koicherak kehemshech v'loike makar. What the Gemara is saying is that the teres of chutz laretz is a hemshech. It's a hemshech. It has a unique. It draws from the teres of Eretz Yisrael, but the makar of teres is Eretz Yisrael. The makar of teres is Eretz Yisrael, even though it was given in Har Sinai, which is not Eretz Yisrael. But the makar of teres is when the teres left. That's what we see from Shaykh Hayarvel Hamiyal Vahar, that when Maimon HaSinai was finished, that was it. It was done. And then until we got to Eretz Yisrael, we had a Mishkan here, a Mishkan there, until finally we came to Beis HaMikdash. But Beis HaMikdash, as the Rambam says, Mishnivchu Yushalai, Zo, Gemarnu. There can't be any more that type of Hashras HaShchin and Chutz La'aretz that we had from Maimon HaSinai and on. There can't be. It's finished. From then on, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. That we spoke about that pasuk last week, that it says in Eicha that Hashem placed me in dark places. Right, we spoke about that last week. Talmud Bavli is called Machashakim Hayshiveni. Ain't a kavana chalila that Talmud Bavli hu choshuch. It doesn't mean chas v'chalila that the Talmud Bavli is dark. Or it's inaccurate, there's something wrong with the Talmud Bavli. El shunimsa sham lamrois achayshach. That the Bavli is shining in Chutz La'aretz despite the darkness, and it gives us light in the place of darkness. That's the meaning of the Bavli we spoke about last week. Akalponim ikar hatoyer betiva hamuar hu besvivos haruyolo b'eretz. The natural habitat of Torah Hashem is Eretz Yisrael. Is Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, it's a unique of Eretz Yisrael. It's drawing from the light of Eretz Yisrael, so that it's possible to be Jews even b'machashakim, even in the dark places of Chutz La'aretz. But the makar, the source of that light of the Torah, is kimitzion teitzei sar, with Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It comes from Yerushalayim. The light of Kar comes from Yerushalayim. So kanan amagim l'siba shlishis lehavdol, the yiridas hayfaras ha'uma b'olam k'she Yisrael nimsoim v'golos. The third reason that we spoke about, that he explains a little bit more now, is that by virtue of the fact that we're in Golos, we experienced as a nation a tremendous, tremendous yirida. A tremendous yirida. We're not who we used to be. The Gemara there says that Talmid Chacham Shebavavel Einam B'nei Mekayimam. They're not in their place. They're not in their place. Klema Terosam He Leitivis Lim Mekayimam. We're visitors in Chutz La'aretz. It's not our place. El La'aretz Yisrael. Therefore, we understand why the Yushami is called Gula. Gula means redemption. It's an Eretz Yisrael. Gula means to be free. To be free. The Torah is free to be itself in Eretz Yisrael. And in Chutz La'aretz, there's something about Torah that is not free to be completely itself. It's held back. We'll see how. We'll talk a lot about that also. Whereas the Talmud Bavli is called Tmura. The whole koyach of the Bavli is only in as much as there's a kesher to the makor of Torah and Eretz. Now we're going to see Mitzvah. We might be able to get to it next week already. There's a letter from Rav Hai Goyen that's brought down in the Sefer Eshkol. We're going to talk a lot about this. That one of the main, if not the main project of the Goyim, was to reestablish the center of Torah in Bavel as opposed to Yerushalayim. Now, that sounds like a terrible thing to do, but during that period of time in Eretz Yisrael, there were kamat no Jews that were left. There was such Zeus of Shmat and Tsaris and Redifus in Eretz Yisrael that the yeshuv of Jews in Eretz Yisrael was terribly diminished, and the Chachamim, most of the big Chachmei Yisrael went to Bavel. So the Goyim, that period of the Goyim, saw a shift from Yerushalayim to Bavel, that the center of Torah was moved over to Bavel. And that became the Ikka Mokum Hayra. That became the main center of Psak Din, of Torah teaching, Bavel. And as far as the Goyim knew, in their world, that was something that couldn't be changed. That was something that had to be. It couldn't be changed. Until we'd be brought back to Yerushalayim. On the other hand, there were Chachmei Eretz Yisrael that remained there, who were still fighting for the supremacy of Torah Eretz Yisrael, despite the Golos. There was still a presence of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. And we'll talk about it. It's very interesting. The Yushami was finished approximately 100 years before the Bavli. Rabbi Yochanan in Tveria, in that area in Tveria, the Yushami was finished 100 years before Ravina Ravashi in Bavli. Approximately 100 years. The Rambam says, K'moy Me'eshon. Approximately 100 years before the Yushami was finished. Rav Hai Goyen evokes the Klal and Halacha of Hilchas HaKabasroi. To be paskin like the later ones, not the earlier ones. And our Messiah, our Kabbalah of Torah Shel Peh, Rav Hai Goyen held in Bavel is more accurate because it's relatively quiet here. It was a good time in Bavel, it was quiet. And therefore, many of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael were able to escape here. And our Messiah and our Kabbalah is clearer and is stronger than the Kabbalah that you have in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gaonim undertook this enterprise of establishing Bavel as the center of Torah. Which is really unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But there's a famous Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kiddush HaChodesh where the Rambam speaks about how if there would not be any Jews in Eretz Yisrael, it would not be possible to Mekadesh HaChodesh. It wouldn't be possible to have Kiddush HaChodesh. In other words, all of Yiddishkeit would disappear if there wouldn't be any Jews left in Eretz Yisrael. So you could have Reuven and Shimon, two Amoratzim, that somehow are still sitting around in Eretz Yisrael and they're playing cards, and because of that we could be Mekadosh the Chaydash. Because of that we can still have Yiddishkeit as being alive. There needs to be a presence in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Pnimius, the whole Bavli is only Yoinek from Torah's Eretz Yisrael. The Yanika is Eretz Yisrael. But it's true that during the Tkufa of the Goyim, Eretz Yisrael was almost empty. And therefore it was necessary to build Merkazei HaTorah over there in Bavel. But it was only a temporary matzav. It was not meant to be permanent. Now temporary means to add all the years of goals. We're going to see Rav Kook's letter. Rav Kook says, Baruch Hashem, we're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. We're getting closer to Mashiach. And we need to readjust and return back to the centrality of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has to be restored to its earlier stature of being the Ikar of Torah's Eretz Yisrael, of Torah. So that's what we're going to be learning about in Eretz Yisrael.
In the big yeshivas in Europe, did they learn Yerushalmi?
It's a good question. Yechidim were learning Yerushalmi. Big people were learning Yerushalmi. But regular people, even regular Talmid Chacham, were not really Isaac in Yerushalmi. But Moshe Feinstein knew the Yerushalmi too. The big people, they knew the Yerushalmi. Chassam Sofer, they knew the Yerushalmi. They also knew all the Medrash and they knew everything else in the Torah. But as far as the rank and file B'nai Torah that were living in the yeshivas, they were not. By the Sfardim, they were Isaac in Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. The Sfardim are always Isaac in Yerushalmi. But by the Ashkenazim, not. To a large extent, it was not.
Tell me the Baal Shem Tov. Was that
became stronger. We're going to talk about that next week. It became stronger by the Baal Shem, which is a natural connection between those who are Isaac in Pnimis and Torah and Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, and Torah's Eretz Yisrael. It became a natural connection. So Mitzvah will continue that next week.